Today is Friday, April 17th. I'm Megan Lynch. A portion of Cass Avenue closed after a water main break in North St. Louis. It happened on a 30-inch main. It's located at 8th and Dickens Street in the Columbus Square neighborhood. Crews currently working to fix the break and turn the water off by nearby streets appear to be flooded. Officials are inviting the public to help escort a fallen Wentzville fire captain home. Known for saving a boy in a frozen St. Louis lake in 2015, firefighter Tommy Shine died late Sunday after suffering from cardiac arrest. A dignified transfer of Shine's body will take place in Wentzville today around 5 p.m. The Wentzville Fire Protection District is inviting the public to line the sidewalks during the transfer along Highway A from Highway 61 to Pittman Funeral Home. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe calling the lawsuit from Mayor Kara Spencer against the Board of Police Commissioners a shame and says he hopes there's a compromise that can be found on the budget. Kehoe says budgets are a reflection of priorities and public safety should be at the top.
They want safer community. They want safer streets. Businesses want to be able to operate for their employees and their customers. So public safety is something that you have to prioritize. And when you do, I think communities flourish.
Kehoe adds city leaders should stop scaring people by saying there will be layoffs if too much funding is given to the police department. He says other things could be cut first. Ahead of the mayor's State of the City address that's set to take place today at 6, what does former St. Louisan turned Governor Mike Kehoe believe the state of the city is?
There's a lot of opportunities happening in St. Louis.
Governor Kehoe says he believes the city is in a good spot. However, has the fight over the St. Louis City police budget changed how he views the job Mayor Kara Spencer is doing?
For the most part, Mayor Spencer, I think, has done a good job dealing with things she didn't expect, the tornado and some other things. We'll work through this, and I'll be happy to help her any way we can to try to get to the right spot.
Kehoe says, like with all relationships, you aren't always going to agree with everyone all the time. He adds he wants to hear her plan for the city's economy in her speech. Mayor Spencer's State of the City address will begin at 6. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
You can watch a live stream of the address at the City of St. Louis, Missouri YouTube page. Kara Spencer ran for office on getting back to basics, delivering city services more effectively. Tonight, expect her to lay out how the state's increased demands for the police department could impact filling potholes and emptying dumpsters.
It's my hope that through the lawsuit that we filed last week, we can end the state takeover of our police department and really reintroduce our police department back into city government where it belongs.
Mayor Spencer has said she supports rank and file police officers, and initially she held back on a lawsuit challenging the state takeover. It's Destination London for St. Louis County Executive Sam Page.
A judge rules he cannot be stripped of his elected power if he leads a trade delegation to Europe next week. The county council had argued an ordinance required them to transfer power to council chair Rita Days the moment the Page left. A judge disagreed. KMOX legal analyst Brad Young says the judge applied a standard that Americans have seen play out at the highest levels of the federal government.
We've all seen instances at the presidential level where if the president is under anesthesia, the powers of the president temporarily go to the vice president. What Judge Ott did, although not using those words, she essentially found the same thing with regard to the statute or the ordinance in St. Louis County.
The judge applied that same reasoning locally, ruling that Page has to physically be unable to govern before losing his power, not just be out of the country. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Missouri now has a full-time National Weather Service meteorologist stationed at the State Emergency Operations Center in Jefferson City. Public Safety Director Mark James says the arrangement is a step up from what the state had before. The
Weather Service meteorologists, they would drive down from Kansas City or St. Louis or whatever and stay however long needed. So the National Weather Service just decided to permanently assign our own meteorologist to us.
That new liaison is Brandon Dunston, a Weather Service meteorologist and emergency management specialist. Missouri joins Texas and Kansas in having a dedicated state weather liaison. The service comes at no cost to the state. From the KMOX Business Desk, tomorrow's the 23rd Annual Home Repair Blitz, when volunteers from the IBEW NECA Electrical Connection fan out around the area to do free electrical upgrades. This year, 19 low-income homeowners will benefit. Those electricians will fix wires, overtax circuits, improperly installed electrical panels. They'll also install new lights, ceiling fans, and other fixtures. Over the past 23 years, the union electricians have donated services to more than 620 homes through their nonprofit. Profit Rebuilding Together.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.